There's been some sightings, but they've all been dismissed through me looking at CCTV or the police looking at CCTV. But no leads, no idea which direction or what form of transport she managed to take. She does suffer from depression and anxiety, which is why this is a high risk case. She's not very confident because of that anxiety and depression. So she wouldn't, be able to go into a hotel very easily or, book a train ticket and, go off somewhere. That's why it's really worrying.
And if she happens by any chance to be somewhere in Oxfordshire and be listening, what do you want to say to her? Here's your chance to actually speak to her sort of via the radio and let her hear your voice.
It would be to make contact with anyone in the family, anyone you know, to just let us know that you're all right.
Fantastic, James. Is there anything else you think could be useful to us to know?
Just that she's very low on confidence, and if she is seen, it's probably better not to, approach her. It might scare her. It's probably better to just inform the authorities.